Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
I think you always kind of expect to have your opportunity. I knew my opportunity was going to come sometime. So for this to be it, you know, I'm trying to be ready. And I've tried to be ready since the first day I stepped here in this facility. So just trying to work hard this week and get ready for the Chargers.
Rookie quarterback Nate Peterman called it a dream come true as he's been named the starter for Sunday's game in Los Angeles. Head coach Sean McDermott explained why the decision was made now.
Really, it's about, like I mentioned before, becoming a better team. That's what we're here for. We are 5-4. I understand that. And we are in the playoff hunt at this point. It is always and will forever, for the time that I'm here, will be about becoming the best team that we can possibly become. And we are made for more than 5-4, and I've come here to be more than 5-4.
The news did come as a shock to the players, but all they can do is work to rally behind the rookie, knowing how pivotal Sunday's game is to keep them in one of the AFC's six playoff spots.
Guys really didn't voice their opinions about it. It happened so fast, you know, and we got to prepare for our next opponent. You know, it was just a must-win type of situation for us, sitting at 5-4. So, I mean, a lot of guys haven't really showed too much, I guess, reaction about it. It really just happened.
Zay Jones returned to practice as a full-time participant Wednesday. He's looking good to return to the lineup on Sunday. E.J. Gaines, still a limited practice participant. Unable to practice on Wednesday were Charles Clay, Mike Tolbert, Cordy Glenn, and Jerry Hughes. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.